ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. टुडे वी शैल डिस्कस ऑन द टॉपिक वेल्थ विदाउट यज्ञ प्रोड्यूसेस सफरिंग. इन भगवद्गीता 3.9 लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणः अन्यत्र लोकोयं कर्म बंधनः. वेरी सिंपल वर्स. ही सेज वर्क शुड बी परफॉर्म्ड फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ विष्णु और सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, अदरवाइज द वर्क विल लीड टू बॉन्डेज एंड सफरिंग. लेट अस अंडरस्टैंड द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस. कंसिडर योर बॉडी लाइक द हैंड्स. दे टेक द फूड एंड पुट इट इन द बेली एंड देन द हैंड्स गेट नरिशमेंट ऑल्सो. From that, not only the hands, all the different parts of this body, you will see that they are benefiting the body and they are rendering service to the body, and in turn they are getting nourishment. The legs may take you to a hotel, the eyes may see the food, the nose may smell the food, the hands they pick up, and the teeth may crush it, the tongue will taste it, and then when they all serve the belly, which is a central figure in this body, then it's converted into blood and then it's circulated all over the body. Then everybody gets nourishment. In the same manner, in your home, the father makes a plan for his wife and children, how one should act in the home. Everybody obeys him and then there can be a happy family. You work for a company. You have an immediate boss whom you serve, but ultimately there is an owner of the company, a CEO of the company. And according to whose plans everybody else is aligning, then the whole company makes a progress. Now you take the country India, for example. So there is a prime minister for the country. And then there are state laws to be followed by all the citizens. There is income tax to be paid to the government in time. So in this way, the people in India, they are paying tax to the government, but then in return they are getting all facilities. From the government. The government takes care of the people in return. So they are not only drawing the facilities from the government, but they are also paying to the government also. Plus, they agree to not break the laws of the government. These two things should be remembered. In the same manner, look at the universe from which we are drawing so much support. We are getting sunlight. Whom are we paying tax to? When you get electricity, you are paying to the electricity board. When you buy a water bottle, Bisleri bottle, you pay some rupees for that. We are getting so much water from the rains. Whom are we paying to? We are getting heat. So we are taking the heat of the sun. Just like if you get Indian gas, you get heat. So you have to pay for the Indian gas cylinder. So in this way, we are drawing many things from God through their nature. Some people say that everything comes from nature. Why to think about God? But nature, when you say, it belongs to whom? Whose nature it is? The nature, Krishna says, belongs to him and it acts exactly according to his order. Maya adhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam. Krishna says, Maya adhyakshena, I am the president of the nature. He says, adi aksha, from above I am looking at nature and ordering nature how to function. So one should know, this world has not come about automatically. It has come from God and it is managed by God. Just like if you see a house from outside, if lights are on, if the garden is neatly trimmed and there are blooming flowers in the garden and the ale's pathway is clean, then you know that somebody is living in the house. Another house you see, there are no lights, the garden is not trimmed, the leaves have fallen from the tree all around everywhere. It's unclean. You know that there is nobody living in the house. Now you look at the universe in which you live. You can see that the sun is rising. The sun is setting. The seasons are changing. Flowers are blooming. The trees are laden with fruits. The rivers are flooding with water. So, and there are facilities for eating grains, fruits, cereals and so many things. With nice 6 type of juices and everything. So, we know that in this world there is a supreme being as Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, who is actually owner of this universe. And we are drawing all the support from him. And Nayam Lokosi Ayagnyasya Kutonya Kuru Sattama, Krishna is asking. Arjuna, in this world, somebody can accumulate the things, but he cannot be happy unless he does yajna. Like I see, there are many countries which are materially very affluent and advanced, but they are not happy. Why? Because they are not doing yajna. You can see young boys climbing up a huge tower and committing suicide by jumping off. Men and women are taking divorces. The criminalism is increasing. Because the money that people possess may be abundant, but it is not offered to the Supreme Lord. Such a money becomes a problem. Just like Sita represents that money, Lakshmi. Lakshmi is supposed to be at the feet of Narayana. Sita is supposed to be with Lord Ram. But when Ravana took her away to enjoy with her separately, Sita was crying. So Srila Prabhupada says, a crying Sita in the hands of exploitative Ravana can never make Ravana happy. So Vibhishana told him, my dear brother, you have brought a fire with you. This fire will burn you and your whole race of Rakshasas in Lanka. And that became true. If we possess money and property and resources without offering a portion of it to God, then that will become the cause of our suffering. And that is why modern man is suffering from stress and tension and hypertension and all these things. Now you may say, what all things am I taking from God? And how am I to express my thanks to Him? It's very simple. You see, we are taking sunlight, moonlight, wind, rain water, drinking water, all these things from nature. These are one set of things. Another set of things, vegetables, fruits, cereals, like wheat and rice and everything, spices, and all these different things that we get from nature, through the agency of nature. Then we have manganese, sulfur, iron, gold, silver, diamond, such kinds of minerals. So we are taking all these things from God. So then how do we show our gratitude to Him? In the Vedic times they would do yajna. They would chant, Indraya Swaha Idam Namama, which means, I am taking from Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, all these different people. And I offer this yajna, ahuti, to them. I offer ghee, they would put silk, they would put grains. Now somebody may ask, putting these things in fire, what does it mean? Are we not wasting the resources? The Shastras say, no, this fire of the Yajna Kund is actually mouth of Vishnu. The Shastras say, by offering these things into that sacrificial fire, it reaches to Lord Vishnu. How is that possible? For example, I have a wound in the knee. The doctor tells me to take a tablet into my mouth. I ask the doctor, sir, should I powder this medicine and apply it on the wound? He would say, no, just put it in the mouth and drink a cup of water. And I just obey the doctor. When I drink the water with the medicine, then in a couple of days the wound is dried up. I asked the doctor, what is the connection between putting tablet in the mouth and the wound? That connection he knows. Similarly, you may say, I am putting ghee and silk and grains in the fire. How does it reach Vishnu? That Lord Vishnu knows. Because the Shastras say, by offering all these ingredients which we get from God back to God through the sacrificial fire, yajna is performed for the pleasure of Vishnu. Now, in the same manner, in this age of Kali Yuga, the yajna for this age is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this is called yajna, called Sankirtan Yajna. By doing this chanting in a prayerful mood, oh Lord, I have left your company and come into this world of suffering. Please pick me up and place me in your lotus feet as one of your millions of servants. That's the meaning of this chanting Hare Krishna. This is yajna. Along with this, whatever food we offer, whatever food we eat, chant Hare Krishna 3 times and then you eat the food. Then that food also becomes yajna. And whatever time you have in your day, 24 hours, give a little time for God and take out the Bhagavad Gita and study a little bit and you chant Hare Krishna, then your entire day becomes yajna. And when you have your home, make an altar where you put the pictures of Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram, and bow down to them every day. Offer tulasi, offer some milk every day. Then your entire home becomes yajna, because you have offered a place for the Lord in your home. And when you accept a job from your salary, take some 5% of your salary, 10% of your salary, buy some Bhagavad Gitas and distribute to your friends. Or cook some food and offer it to God and then distribute prasadam to people. Then your salary becomes yajna. In this way, your whole life can become yajna, an offering of pleasure to God. Kaya, vacha, manasa, with your body, mind and words. Then your life is a complete success. That is why it is said, wealth without yajna produces suffering, but wealth in this world and all resources, which is the expansion of Sita Mata, all this, or which is the expansion of Lakshmi, it should be taken and offered to God first and then accepted. Yes, you can enjoy life, but enjoy only through Krishna. That is devotee. Devotee means enlightened enjoyment. He knows. He doesn't try to enjoy by usurping God's property like a thief. One who takes God's property to enjoy himself is a thief. But one who offers to God and then accepts is a devotee. Thank you.